Welcome to the Space Show, Philip.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
What's a cosmic ray?
A cosmic ray? Well, a cosmic ray, most cosmic rays are just protons. A cosmic ray is generally a charged particle moving through our galaxy. As a charged particle, it actually is moving around the magnetic field lines of our galaxy. Our galaxy has a very faint magnetic field, and cosmic rays spiral around these magnetic field lines, and occasionally one will enter our atmosphere and create a cosmic ray cascade.
Occasionally?
Well, in the lifetime of a cosmic ray, it's very, very occasionally. That's a terrible answer. These cosmic rays are in fact raining down on us all the time. Low-energy cosmic rays are entering the Earth's atmosphere continuously. The atmosphere is continually being peppered with these cosmic ray particles. Most of them go unnoticed, but at the higher energies, they do create effects that we can notice, we can detect here on the Earth's surface.
Are we talking about one or two a day, or are we talking about billions a second?
It depends very strongly on the energy of the cosmic ray. The higher the energy, the fewer of them there are. So at the lowest energies, low energy cosmic rays most people would think of as something like a billion electron volts, so a proton or electron with an energy of a billion electron volts, which is a lot of energy for a single particle. They really are continually pouring into the Earth's atmosphere. A lot of them, in fact, originate in the Sun, and some of them are from other parts of the galaxy. But once you move to higher and higher energies, then there's less of them entering the Earth's atmosphere. And so at the most extreme energies, which is a 10 to the power 20, so a 10 followed by 20 zeros electron volts, these are detected one per square kilometre per century.
How do you go about detecting cosmic rays?
There are two ways to do it. Well, there are a number of ways of doing it. The easiest way is to actually launch something into space. So a satellite or a balloon will detect the actual primary cosmic rays before they've entered with anything in the Earth's atmosphere. Most studies at higher energies are done on the Earth's surface, and again, there are two ways to do that. One is to just put particle detectors, a bit like Geiger counters, on the Earth's surface. If you operate these in coincidence, so take these signals from both of them, and when something passes through both of them, then that most likely is a cascade of these secondary particles which result from the very energetic particle entering the Earth's atmosphere, colliding with the nucleus, creating new particles which then travel down to the Earth's surface. The other way is to do it at night time, when you can study lower energy cosmic rays which produce cascades which don't reach the Earth's surface, but because the particles in the cascade are travelling faster than the speed of light in air, they produce what's called Cherenkov radiation, and this basically blue light reaches the Earth's surface and so can be detected.
You said faster than the speed of light, and yet everyone knows that Einstein said nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Now, come on, what's happening?
Okay, I did add faster than the speed of light in the Earth's atmosphere. The speed of light differs from medium to medium, and you're absolutely right, nothing that can go faster than the speed of light in a vacuum. However, the Earth's atmosphere, tenuous as it is, it does slow down the speed of light slightly, and so it is possible for an extremely energetic particle to be travelling faster than the speed of light in air, which is when it will produce this Cherenkov radiation.
So, you explain what you mean by the Cherenkov radiation, please.
Okay. It's the Cherenkov radiation is analogous to the sonic boom. When a plane, for instance, is travelling faster than the speed of sound, you get a sonic boom created. And when a particle is travelling faster than the speed of light in a particular medium, the analogous effect is a light boom, I guess you could call it, and that's this Cherenkov radiation. First noticed, in fact, way back by early workers in radioactivity. Marie Curie noticed that water... first noticed a bluish tinge to materials nearby the radioactive substances she was working with, and that was caused by this Cherenkov light. And it was explained in the 1930s by Russian workers of Pavel Cherenkov being one of those, and hence the name Cherenkov radiation.
So the cosmic ray comes in and creates a flash of light. How bright is that flash of light? I mean, you know, we go outside at night, can we still look up in the sky and see flashes of light everywhere?
The flash of light is in fact relatively bright, but no, we can't go outside and look at them. The reason is that they're also incredibly brief. A typical flash of light from a cosmic ray entering the Earth's atmosphere and producing a cascade of particles which produce this Cherenkov light lasts several nanoseconds, so only several billionths of a second, and the eye doesn't operate on those short timescales, so no, we can't actually see it with our eye.
So what do you have to do to find it out?
The standard way is to build yourself a telescope to focus the light. And so there are several groups operating in Australia which have telescopes made of a number of mirror segments to make one telescope of perhaps 4 metres in diameter. And that focuses the light onto a photomultiplier, which is able to react very quickly to short flashes of light and turn that into electrical signal, which can then be detected and recorded.
Where are these detectors?
The University of Adelaide is operating a telescope in Woomera, north of Adelaide. And the University of Durham from England has come all the way out here to operate a similar group of telescopes just out of Narrabri in New South Wales.
And you worked on the Adelaide one, I believe.
That's right. I did my PhD at the University of Adelaide, and then having completed that, joined the Woomera group, and which had constructed these telescopes at Woomera in 1988. And for that reason, it's called the Bicentennial Gamma Ray Telescope, or Big Rat for short.
Oh, really?
a name that not all of us like, but we seem to be stuck with.
So having detected these flashes of light from the incoming cosmic rays, what do you learn about the nature of the universe?
Well, cosmic rays appear to be coming, these energies appear to be coming from our galaxy. Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, cosmic rays are charged particles, and so their directions are randomised by the galactic magnetic field. So cosmic rays appear to be arriving from all directions equally. They're very isotropic, is the word we use. Cherenkov radiation has certainly been used to study just the flux or the rate of cosmic rays as a function of energy. But the biggest use these days for the Cherenkov detectors is to study gamma rays. Now, gamma rays are electromagnetic photons. They're not charged particles, and so they travel through the galaxy undeflected by magnetic fields. And so it's possible they will come in straight lines from their source to us on Earth. And so a number of these Cherenkov detectors are being used to search for or to study sources of these very high-energy gamma rays. NASA, in 1991, launched the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory, which, as its name suggests, is studying gamma rays over a range of energies. But the Cherenkov technique is used to study gamma rays of 100 to 1,000 times higher in energy than can be studied with the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory.
Well, thanks, Philip, for joining us on the Space Show tonight. It's been very interesting to find out about cosmic rays, those little tiny particles that can tell us so much about the universe.
That's right. Raining down on us all the time, we're bathed in these cosmic ray showers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.